since this week we did not have a free Twitch Friday again, Covino and Rich mentioned that they're rebranding that shit. And I wanted
you
to
know what they
to
mentioned to me?
What'd they say?
The Fridays ain't free, motherfucker. Kick down.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? This is
they didn't tell me that. I'm just talking shit.
I have a couple of thoughts. I have a couple of thoughts on this, right? So let me see. They're talking about they're going to rebrand it, and they're thinking of maybe going more interviews on Fridays or something like that. And Covino mentioned during his Behind the Velvet Rope and then again on the show during the week that their free Twitch Friday is like a watered down version of their normal show. I'm not going to bust a Rich and ask you what you think of that before I give my opinion. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I think about that. Because Rich will do that shit, dog. He'll say, so there's six children that were dead and from blah, blah, blah. What do you think about
Sarah,
that
Sarah, give
shit?
Me some coffee.
And, you know, and you're like, dog, well, fucking you brought it up, motherfucker. What's your opinion first, right? So what I want to go ahead and talk about this shit is that their free Twitch Friday, they say, is a watered down version of their normal show, right? Well, why water it down, right? Why not just fucking do what you normally do and get away from Twitch? We talked about the numbers that one day about the active users, which is like millions to billions or some shit, right? On Twitch versus YouTube. So why not do a free show on YouTube live, because you can do it live on Fridays, and talk about all the normal shit you talk about? Nobody ever said that it had to be only pop culture or only this or that or whatever. And nobody said it had to be on Twitch to where you're going to let people play sound bites whenever the fuck they want, which I think is distracting as fuck. I hate that. But I think why not do their shit on fucking YouTube where they want to draw more traffic to, because okay, this is what we're going to kind of see if we subscribe to your Patreon. I don't understand why they don't just do that. Do if they're going to shoot for a free show on Friday, why not do what they normally do on Friday on YouTube, how they normally do it? Why go ahead and change formats and shit? I just don't get it. But I just want to know your take on all of it.
My take is, number one, Mexican pizza must be gold, because I just got me a Patreon alert that Covino Rich Show published a new post saying the Mexican pizza is back. And guess what I have for dinner about 30 minutes ago? Mexican pizza. Oh, you got that same alert?
No. Yeah, right now, Mexican pizza's back. I got it. So I just had one.
So first of all, I think that's gold. When great minds think alike. But with that being said, personally me, they have to figure out what direction they want to take their business. Mm-hmm. So I'm not here to criticize
their business strategy. It's not criticism. I want to be as big as them one day.
I'm not saying you are. What I'm saying is I'm not.
We can't forget to say what's up to Jackson. This past week was his birthday. If you don't know who Jackson is, he's also known as Little Optimus. He's Green Optimus' son. Dude turned 11 this week, which means I've known your dad for probably half, if not more. I think more than half your life. So, Jackson, when I first met your dad, you were just a little booger, younger than my daughter, and now you're 11 years old. So happy birthday, Jackson. We hope you had a great day. I know your dad made it special because your dad's a cool dude. So now let's get back to the bullshit we were talking.
That's just not
so,
that was
like I was saying, I'm not here to
that
was I'm not criticizing those guys whatsoever. They can choose. I done hopped on 19 different channels with these guys. Stars one, fucking Maxim, like Stars two. Fucking whatever the last one was. So whatever. They can do what they want. Bleacher Report, Derek Poundstone, all that good stuff. So
weren't they on a channel called
They can do what they want.
Or The Post or something.
But I'm going to say this, though. I have found a lot of value in those Twitch episodes. I like the Twitch episodes. How? They can do what they want. They don't have to provide content that day if they don't want to. If they want to just save it for Fox Sports, because we got that one too. You know what I mean? I support them, whatever they want to do. But to answer your question, I thought some of them were dope. We got Mike 525 involved in a couple of episodes. And to me, that was gold. And I wouldn't trade none of that for nothing. Although he's hanging out with Mark in Colorado, because neither one of them have been seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. But we're swinging. But With that being said, I like the Twitch shows, but you know, they got to handle their business.
Real quick, I just want to ask you, what did you think of their Fox Sports Sunday tonight? Did you enjoy the episode?
Haven't heard it yet.
You haven't heard it yet? Okay. I thought there was they always bring the fucking heat on Fox Sports Sunday, so I always dig
they do.
It, like, so.
They do.
So you know what though?
Tell me about it, bro. Tell me something. Like, don't leave me hanging. What's the cliffhanger?
My favorite part, which I fucking hated, is when Rich actually they were talking about the fucking NBA or you know the conference finals, and mm-hmm. Rich likes to put Spot on the spot, knowing that he doesn't know as much about sports, right? And he'll go ahead.
Rich
and
is a bully. That's why he's a bully.
Hey, Spot. Well, who's your favorite Celtic of all time, or who's your favorite? You know, okay, aside from the names we're hearing today with Butler and Hero and all these people, who's your favorite Heat of all time? You know, and so when he does that shit, I'm like, It's kind of fucked up because that's your homie. You know, as much as you like to break balls and shit, and we do it, you know, you and I break each other's balls and shit. But if you and I went on fucking a different platform and shit together, I'm not going to fucking like break your balls like that. Come on, dog. Like, I know it's part of their shtick, but it's kind of like, I feel like it's putting Spot down to a new audience, you know? So I don't know, dog, but.
Well, it almost feels weak. It almost feels like his dumbass don't have enough content. So he's got to fucking pick on his homie.
It's the fucking big.
To try to get something to talk about.
It's the little homie fucking theory or whatever. The little buddy. Do you remember the little buddy theory they had years
ago?
Yeah,
but now Rich is little buddy. He's pudgy dad bod. Spot's all yoked, right? We know Rich has a little peen. He humps jelly jars or coffee cups or whatever the fuck he's humping. And Spot's got his fucking dong's got two shadows.
That you know what? But away from the Fox Sports Sunday, I want to
his cock shadow has a shadow, bro.
What value are you taking from the free Twitch Fridays? You said that you took some value from it.
It's extra content. It's not a replay. They're it's providing new content, and it's Covino and Rich. And I watched fucking Egg Mac, bro. I watched Spot cook a big old fucking egg with weird butter, and I liked it. So, of course, I want their content. They're giving you a whole extra day of content. It's not a rerun. It's not a replay. I don't feel like they're not bringing their A game. I feel like they're passionate about what they do. And every time they grab the microphone, you're going to get some radio gold. So it's an extra day. It's a different platform. It switches things up a little bit. You got guest appearances, people that we also love, like Mike525.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like the content, bro. I'll be honest.
I don't hate the content. I mean, I dig any Covino Rich content. Like, I mean, we both do, right? The only thing is I hate that they feel
a need. I like the Twitch platform better than shitty ass Patreon too. I hate Patreon, dude. I fucking hate that.
You don't just watch it on YouTube? Why do you watch it on Patreon?
Bro, I try to watch it on YouTube, then it don't want to leave me comments. I go to fucking Patreon. I don't know, bro.
Oh yeah. You know what?
I'm right. Only if it was anybody else other than Covino and Rich,
you'd
and Spot.
Dip.
You're out of your feet. Absolutely, dude. That shit is. I'm not a Patreon fan. I don't like Patreon. So I think Twitch is a little more user friendly, and it's not hard to comment. The shit's all in one fucking thing. You ain't got to go to some extra link and click on this box and. I fucking hate Patreon, dude. So I think I like Twitch because I think Twitch is a little more user-friendly. I know the times I'm at work, I can never figure out how to leave a comment when they're on fucking Patreon or even show that I'm in the room. You know, I'd like people to see Kukui is joined just so they know I'm supporting the show. But I can't even fucking do that on Patreon. But on
you
Twitch,
know what?
I can.
You're right. That is one of the dope things about
fucking horrible, dude.
About Twitch. As you can see when people are joining and fucking, I don't know, I like it. You got me changing my mind.
I like Twitch
here.
Way better, bro. I fucking hate Patreon. I hate Patreon.
I don't like it way better, but the only value I can find in them doing it from Twitch is that they're hitting a different audience that they wouldn't normally hit, right? The people on YouTube have seen them, or I know they can always grow on YouTube, right? It's an endless fucking growth. They can grow forever on YouTube. However,
they have 7.5 billion views.
I feel like, I don't know why. Where does that come from?
Well, because if they haven't hit 7.5 billion views on any of their videos, there's always room for growth. Because
well,
that means everyone on the planet hasn't watched it yet.
Oh, okay, you're right. I was like, where did you get that number from? Were you seeing stats I didn't know about? And, you know, I'm over here thinking, dog, like, there's a room for growth in YouTube. But I feel like Twitch is, I feel like they have a better chance of people finding them that aren't normally listening because you can kind of scroll almost like TikTok, right? On TikTok, you kind of scroll and shit. I feel like Twitch is kind of the same way. So I feel like that's one of the positives, even though I don't like Twitch, I'd
There's
rather
a
than not do
thought.
it.
I got a thought for them right now, bro. You just fucking made the light bulb go off.
I know that's what I'm here to
Why
do,
don't they
Doug.
try doing
I'm
Friday
fucking.
on Twitch and just doing it live
They do it
for
live.
2.5 hours so fucking people scrolling through or TikTok, I'm sorry, to go to TikTok and just
Oh.
do it live like everyone shows the fucking basketball game or whatever they're doing? Why don't they do their shit live for 2.5 hours on fucking TikTok on a Friday?
Doug, that's fucking. I feel like that's
I
a dope ass
know.
idea.
I know it is. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm the
Please
fucking
hope they try it
dude.
out.
You know what? I think that's a really dope idea because, and you know what? There's a couple of people that pop up on my TikTok where they're doing like full on concerts, right? They're not famous. They're just like some bands
Right.
or acts that are dope, and they're like,
'Cause the algorithms.
they're switching fucking. They have their whole shit set up just like Covino and Rich, right? Where they're switching between cameras. They're doing this. They're doing that. Fucking. And so that I think, Doug, that is a kajillion dollar idea. I you know what? I would love to come on here and fucking in a fight with you and shit because our numbers from last week
Oh,
are
like
telling
last week,
me
you asshole.
our numbers from last week are telling us that people love when we fucking argue. But I couldn't agree more with
Fuck
that,
those
Doug.
numbers.
That's a dope ass fucking
Oh,
suggestion right
watch this.
there.
Ready? Hey, hold on.
There. Was that
Had to give myself a pat on the back.
a who would do the pat on the back? Was it Barry Horowitz or who was it? It
Don't
was one
know.
of those old school wrestlers, but anyway, aside from their free Twitch Friday, I know they're talking about rebranding, they're trying to do this, they're trying to do that. You know what I think would be dope is if they
What's
combined
that?
what they want to do, where they mentioned maybe doing interviews with celebrities and shit. They combine
The
that
vampires?
with what you're talking about. They combine, right? So if they do a free
Because think
Twitch.
about it, bro. Think about this right here. So and maybe this will sink in. I don't know if they listen to this episode or not, but think about it. If I got some Jordans, right, and I'm showing you my fucking Jordans, and you're like, "That's those are fucking badass, dude. Those are dope." If I tell you, look at the free Jordans I got, it takes a little bit of polish off the shine. I'm just saying.
That's true. That is true, even though they're the same exact Jordans, right?
Free scoops at Baskin-Robbins don't taste nearly as good as the ones you done paid for.
Exactly. You know what? And I'll force myself to be like, these are fucking, this tastes so much better because I know my
And you're like, it
hard-earned
don't
money went
really.
into it, right? But you know what? What
What?
did I already fucking talk about combining the two? It was 3 seconds ago, but think about, so Doug, think about if they're fucking interviewing somebody like fucking whoever, Zach Brown, right? Or fucking whoever. What's dope about TikTok is it shows you the content you want to see, right? Hence the For You page, right? So on my Jason Brown right there, shout out Jason Brown.
Shout out
But
JB.
if so, say they have on fucking Katy Perry, right? And they're like Katy
JB and
Perry.
TB,
They
bro.
put that in the fucking little description and shit. Katy Perry interview live, Covino and Rich, fucking Patreon, go sub us and all that bullshit, whatever they put in the fucking description. Now, people that dig Katy Perry, you know, are scrolling through and they say, oh, wait, what the fuck? Katy Perry is actually right now fucking being interviewed. I could comment on on this live TikTok and Katy Perry could possibly see it, you know, leave her man and end up with me. That's all a possibility. People might fucking, you know, I think it brings more value to their fucking brand by doing that. So combining, I think
I
what
just
you
think that
said.
people fucking flick, and more likely that people are gonna land on their shit than if you just fucking say, you know, I think I'm gonna check out Twitch today.
I agree. That's, I think.
Everybody checks out TikTok. What's the average TikTok user compared to Twitch? What's the numbers on that? How many subscribers does TikTok have versus, well, let's find out. Let me call my assistant real quick. I think TikTok had over 1 billion users and Twitch only had 15 million.
Really?
So you're missing 985 million opportunities. I'll tell you this, bro. I like playing like Connect Four and Uno because I like numbers. All right. And
Excuse me from doing the show in the dark. I'm missing a couple of lights. I don't know what the fuck's happening to me. So it's just
a
going to
couple of
continue to get
screws.
darker.
All
You know
right.
what? I know last week, Doug, I've had the stupid shit that we do Oh, fuck. I forgot to turn on the camera back on so you can see. The stupid shit that we do, it's so funny,
Yes.
Doug, because we talked last week about the top eight movies and the top eight some other shit. I
I
got
got some
so
top
many
eights.
fucking people reaching out to us saying, hey, here's my top eight for this. Here's my top eight for that. Top eight movies,
Will you
top
ask him to
eight.
reach around instead of reaching out?
Nah, I'm not gonna. It's all
All
fucking
right.
dudes and burly ass
Had it.
dudes,
All
too.
right.
So,
All right. Never mind. Change that.
can't even fake
Okay.
it.
Well,
Close your
with that
eyes.
being said, I got something for you.
What's up?
What's your top eight chips of all times? Let's do the chip and candy bar segment.
Top eight chips, Doug. Okay, come on. Let me go ahead and
You don't
fucking.
like chips?
I love
Hey, bro,
chips.
we didn't get to
Duh.
be. Hey, bro, we did not get these beautiful bodies by abstaining from candy and chips.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Let's go ahead. Let's do chips, Doug. I gotta hit you with the very first. Or you know what? Did you want to go? Do you want me to go first?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you've been going first all show. Don't spoil it now.
Oh, you want me to go first? All right, cool. So first, I would say you can't go wrong with some good old-fashioned nacho cheese Doritos. Original
Right.
Doritos. I think they gotta be on there. And again, these are in no particular order. So my top eight, I got right next to fucking this. I have Tom at the chalkboard looking back, right? And right
Oh,
next to
shit.
that, I have Doritos as one of mine on my top eight. I'm not a big fan of these, but sometimes I'll throw some of these bitches in a fucking sandwich from time to time. Flaming hot Cheetos, dog. I think if you're Mexican, you're Latino of some sort, you fucking like I think was it Brendan Schaub or was it Chrissy D? One of these fools on their last special were talking about how when you're dating a chick or some Latino, there's gonna be fucking hot Cheetos everywhere. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't always have them, but when I do,
Spock's feet.
I'll throw some hot Cheetos. No, I'll throw some hot Cheetos on a fucking sandwich with some deli meats or some shit. That sounds dope. So I gotta put hot
On some
Cheetos on
fucking
there.
elote.
So we have dark. So we have the original Doritos. I got some fucking hot Cheetos.
But I gotta correct you real quick. I don't even mean to interrupt, but I let you slide the first time. The original Doritos, the very first Doritos, were sort of plain flavored. American consumers found the chips kind of plain without sauce, so Frito-Lay gave them a sort of Mexican seasoning called taco in 1968. We think of the original flavor, nacho cheese, but that debuted in 1974.
Oh
Carry on.
fuck. I didn't know we had a guest this week. We fucking have Stat Boy here. So fucking Stat Boy, we have. All right, so they were actually the original ones were, what'd you say, natural flavor and then had a taco flavor after that?
It says
So
they gave him a sort of Mexican seasoning called taco in
all right. So
1968.
okay, not the original, but what I'm you know what? I don't want to go too deep into all of these because we have eight of them, you have eight of them. So I'm going to say the Doritos, the hot Cheetos. You can't go wrong with the good old fashioned tortilla chip. Not too picky about that. I don't give a fuck. Pick your favorite brand, and that's what brand I'll say. I can't fucking, you know what I dig? You know those little like, are they Fritos? The ones that are the little ones that are like, look like half a circle, little fucking triangles. Those little triangles that are kind of
Tostitos?
curled. No, they're not
Oh yeah, those are
Tostitos.
Fritos.
Okay. I like the chili cheese Fritos. Those are fucking good. I gotta throw those on there. And then you can't go wrong with some good old fashioned barbecue chips, right? Just fucking a couple here and there, maybe. And
What brand?
just fucking whatever brand you like. Those are my favorite. Just barbecue. So then you go Sun Chips. I like the original Sun Chips. Can't forget those. That'll put me at, let me see, Doritos, Hot Cheetos, tortilla chips, chili cheese Fritos, good old fashioned barbecue, Sun Chips. You gotta have sour cream and onion. Again, I'll let you pick your favorite fucking brand because to me, I can go as cheap as fucking the Walmart Great Value ones or as high end as the fucking whatever brand you like. Sour cream and onion, I feel like you can't go wrong with those. And then let me see. I have, oh, fuck. Oh, then you gotta have a classic just potato chip, right? A lightly salted fucking potato chip, no flavors. Ruffles, if you want, don't have to have Ruffles, it's up to you, but just a plain fucking potato chip. And
What about the one you can't just eat one?
Lay's. All right, then I'll put the Lay's, those original Lay's on there. That will be my number eight. So what do you
But
got?
was it
What
the
do you?
original?
Of course it wasn't. I know it wasn't, but do you?
No, I don't. I think it was.
I don't know either, but what are your top eight fucking chips?
All right, I'm rapid fire.
All right.
Top eight, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Sour cream and cheddar ruffles.
Okay, that's not bad.
Juanitas, the Juanitas tortilla chips, the
Okay,
ones that are
okay.
slightly greasy in the bag. Gotta fuck with Juanitas. I fuck
I
with
love
sweet
when
chili
Juanita.
Doritos.
I love when Juanita's slightly greasy in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I like better than that? Marijuanita. So, I gotta fuck with that sweet chili Doritos.
Sweet chili Doritos. All right.
And the Kettle brand.
What? Woodchuck 12 slash.
What color? Fucking woodchuck. What is that? What
Fucking
color?
Woodchuck.
What color is that
He wants to
Doritos
talk about the
bag?
Lord, bro. Huh?
What color is that Doritos bag? That sweet lime chili or whatever, the one you like.
It's like purple.
Purple. Oh, you know what? I'm not a fan of
Yes.
those. I'll be honest.
Why not?
I don't know. To me, I don't know. I don't really dig them. But anyway, keep on. I don't want to slow down your rapid fire.
So, too late for that, but I'll pick it back up.
All
So,
right.
Kettle Jalapeno. Gotta go with Cool Ranch Doritos, bro. Cool Ranch is the shit.
Fuck yeah,
What about
dog.
Cape Cod? The original Kettle Cape Cods. Those motherfuckers are good.
I don't know what those are, but I'll take your word for it.
And I had original Lay's, but since you stole that one from me, what about chicken and waffles, bro? You like that one?
I don't even know what the fuck that is. It's a
You
potato
never seen all
chip?
the specialty ones when they came out with like the Euro Lay's, the chicken and waffle Lay's?
Nuh-uh. I've never had
Well,
even
I'm a
a.
grocery.
I've never even had fucking chicken and waffles like the normal chicken and waffles before.
Wait, you never had chicken and waffles?
Nuh-uh.
Bro, you gotta get away from the cactuses down there and come kick it.
Where do they have fucking chicken and waffles at? Do they have them at
L.A.,
fucking.
Roscoe's. You never been to Roscoe's?
Nuh-uh. I saw it on a movie
Oh,
one time.
man. Yeah,
I think
Roscoe's
Martin
chicken and
Lawrence or
waffles.
somebody was in it.
And shout out the chicken and waffle shop in Oakland, man. When I was working in Oakland, I hit that shit once a week. They had these paper thin ass waffles with this money syrup. And in the waffles, it was like cinnamon and brown sugar. And it just held all that syrup, but it wasn't all chunky and cakey. So you could eat your chicken, get your waffle. Oh, bro. And then they had mac and cheese to go with it.
Are you ever
Ooh.
sipping on some scissor?
Nah, hell no. Nah. I
Sipping
never
on some
sipped that shit in my
scissor.
life.
All right. Is
Nope.
that
No,
eight? Is
sir.
that all eight?
That's eight. So you know what? I'm gonna hit you back though. I'm gonna run it back. So I'm also going with top eight candy. And so my candy is,
Tilt your
I'm
camera down a
fucking.
little bit. Your bottom of your face is cutting off. Just a little bit. There you go. Perfect. Perfecto mundo.
So I'm fucking with candy, and I'm just hitting with the hitters. If you argue with me, then you're entitled to your wrong opinion, like Covino says.
All
But
right,
come
fair
at me.
enough.
I want it. I want the smoke.
Okay.
So I'm going with Snickers. I'm going old school. It's really like a Snickers, but I'm calling Mars bar. Right?
Snickers, you throw
I'm fucking with
Snickers.
whatchamacallits.
Ah, oh,
I'm
those are
fucking
dope.
with whatchamacallits. I'm fucking with
Snickers.
Charleston Chew. What you know about a Charleston Chew? You got Charleston Chews over there?
Never heard of that shit in my
How about
life.
Reese's Cups? You gotta go with Reese's Cups.
I do, but I don't
Right?
call it
Who that's the
Reese's.
number one candy in the world.
I do. I got that. I
What?
got that.
What about Caramello? All smooky, just smooth and silky.
Yeah,
You
my
get
girl
that
digs
chocolate,
those.
it's just like, huh?
My girl digs those. I don't really dig them, but.
Oh man, what about a motherfucking Abba Zabba?
Abba Zaba, you're my only friend. You remember that shit?
Well,
You don't remember on Half Baked where they're like in
Oh,
eighth grade and they get high
yeah.
for the first time and they have the
The
big
Abba
ass Abba
Zabba.
Zaba. He's like, Abba Zaba, you're my only friend. And he fucking takes a bite out
That
of
might have been why I tried the shit.
it. All
But
right.
no, I'm gonna wrap it up. So I don't know if I hit eight or not, but I got some honorable mentions if I did. Shout out to the old school Mambas, Sour Patches, Skittles, any Haribo, right? It don't matter if it's fucking cherries or snakes or fucking
For
gummies.
sure, for
Haribo is the
sure.
shit. Hot tamales, sugar babies, those Andes mints, and you can't forget out fucking what are those little picas, those little fucking lemon and fucking
I don't know about
lemon
the little pitas, but I know Rich has one of those little pitos.
He's definitely got a little pito. But you know those packets? I forgot what they were called, those little lemon packets. Remember back in the day, all the vatos had them and shit?
Oh,
And for 10
yeah.
cents, you
The
tilt
green
them?
one and the yellow one?
Yes, and the yellow one.
Fuck, dog. You fucking just threw it back. Fucking, dog. You threw it back so far, I almost fucking shit in my diaper. You
That's
threw
what
that
she
shit.
said.
You threw that shit back as fuck.
So, yeah, that's what I got, man. What you got?
Doug, mine are almost completely different. So I'm glad because
Good.
this just shows you fucking. This shows you we could have differing opinions and still be buddies, right? So I'm gonna have in
Yes.
no particular order. I got a Kit Kat. Doug, I love me some motherfucking Kit Kats. Right. This
Me
isn't my
too.
favorite anymore, but it was when I was a kid, and so I still have a soft spot in my fucking in my corazón for it. It's a Butterfinger. I love me a fucking
Ooh,
Butterfinger,
like Bart Simpson?
and then yeah, and actually that was why I had one when I was a kid, because of fucking The
Fucking
Simpsons.
tasty.
Fucking, I saw those commercials, like I want to be just like Bart Simpson. So I got, oh fuck yeah, I love those. Then dog, I'm gonna throw this. I know how other people get, so I'm gonna say Mexican candy, but I know how people get. Oh, you gotta pick one. So I'm gonna say anything with tamarindo, dog. Anything with tamarindo. You fucking don't like tamarindo?
I'll eat the shit on the spoon.
A cat now.
I thought you were gonna say those fucking those
I'm on Shell Kukui right now, okay?
they're almost like the paletas, but you know the little I like the not just the paletas, but they got the bag, the variety pack of the balls, where it's like watermelon, strawberry, there's a fucking tamarindo, and then it's
Yeah.
all fucking chili on the inside.
Yeah, no, those are fucking bomb. So I'm gonna say Mexican candy. Let's see what else we got out here. Reese's peanut butter cups. Can't go wrong with those.
Nope.
M&M's. Doug,
Ooh.
I gotta have M&M's on there. If I'm going fucking candy, you know what? My list is predominantly chocolate. I realize that I'm like a
That's
female
okay.
on her fucking when she's PMSing and shit. I love chocolate.
Real
So
quick though, I gotta ask you about your list a little bit.
what's up?
So on M&M's, they got many varieties, bro. I need a little bit of clarification on
The
that.
OGs, baby. You got the
What?
OGs. You got the OG
Over
M&Ms. The
peanut?
plain. Fuck yeah, over peanut.
Over peanut or peanut butter?
Over peanut. Over. I love peanut
What do you like
butter.
the coffee ones too, bro, or
I
what?
fuck no, dog. I fucking original, all right, baby. I don't need no fucking. I don't need dog.
You don't need no con
Dog, this is what you're trying to. Dog, see, this is the problem with people nowadays, right? It's like, dog, what's wrong with fucking with regular fucking OG fucking sex, right? People want people hanging from the roof by their fucking big toe, and fucking they want their
bro.
ear to be tied off with fucking, you know, and doing it in public where fucking, you know, your people can see you on your balcony and fucking while you're being drowned and somebody has a paper bag over your head. What's wrong
You want
with
an
dog?
analogy?
Go
You want
ahead,
my
tell me.
analogy?
Tell me.
Because if I ask you what kind of cars you like, and you're like, I like Chevrolet. Well, thanks for helping me out, bro. I want to know what kind.
Well, I told you, and it's not good enough for you. You're like, no, I got there's got to be more. I like the original, dog. That's why I fucking like. I dig the original M&Ms. I do. I'll give you this. You mentioned two good ones. I'll give honorable mentions too because they're fucking bomb. The peanut M&Ms are fucking dope, and the fucking peanut butter. Anything else, I don't have to fuck with my whole life.
All
But
right, all
those are
right.
dope. So, and then
Agree to agree.
okay, another one. That this was my another one of my favorites when I was a kid, and I very rarely have them as an adult, but when I do, it fucking takes me back, dog. I feel like I'm in second grade, paying for the fucking.
Orgasms?
Can you put fucking $10 on number five? You know, when I'm putting gas for my mom or whatever, I take it takes me back
And
right.
the dials are still going, bro. The numbers are clicking.
Yeah, dog. That's how far it takes me. And a Three Musketeers, dog. A Three Musketeers, that shit hits like in my corazón, like I'm fucking 7 years old again.
They're nice and airy and fluffy.
And then,
Eey.
okay, and then you gotta have, okay, you know what? What I realized in my list, dog, is I'm going with a
I
lot of
like it.
classics. I'm going with a lot of
Yeah,
classics
you
because
are.
right
If you buy
here,
a classic fucking Halloween bag, all of them are going to be in there.
you see, dog, another one that I have to have, and I wasn't always a huge fan, but as I've gotten a little bit older, I realize I dig these, the fucking original Hershey's. A fucking
Yeah.
Hershey's. A fucking you can't go wrong with the
I
Hershey's.
like cookies and cream too, and the almond. Ooh.
I'm not the almond are dope. I'm not too big on the cookies and cream, but those are Kennedy's favorite fucking candy, dog. She can have that shit any fucking time. Even if we go somewhere and she knows she's gonna like get a candy or wants a candy, she'll ask me, "Hey,
You know what I do with
do
those
they have
cookies
the
and
white
creams?
Hershey's?"
You know what I do is I'll get a cookies and cream candy bar and I'll smash that bastard up into crumbs. And about 5 to 7 minutes before your brownies are ready, you sprinkle it across the top, bro.
Oh my God, that sounds like a fucking genius idea.
That's Fat Boy Deluxe right there,
Oh
bro.
my
That's for
goodness.
the.
And then you know what? You kind of mentioned this in yours, so I got to mention it in mine as well. But I wasn't
What?
as, you know, you said Haribo. I'm going to go with Haribo
Yes.
as well, dog, but I have to go Haribo gummy bears.
Those are
For me,
good.
I'm just going to say Haribo gummy bears. So let me recap this shit real quick. I have Kit Kat, Butterfinger, Mexican candy, Reese's peanut butter cups, M&M's, Three Musketeers, Hershey's, and gummy bears to round out my top eight.
Bro, no Chico sticks?
I don't even know what a Chico Stick is.
What about them little ass candies, the Johnny Appleseed, the fucking grape ones, the lemon heads, and the fire fucking chicas?
Fuck all those. Those could all fucking, they could suck my butthole.
What about now and laters, bro?
Now and laters? How about a forever and fucking never, dog? Fuck all those shits.
I
Now and
don't want it
laters.
forever and
Now
never. I
and
want it now and maybe later. If so, I'll
now,
call you.
now and laters are bullshit. They're a fucking ripoff. They're a hard dog. You know what a now and later is?
Okay.
A now and later is a
What?
fucking Starburst after it's been sitting too long and it's hard as fuck. That's what a now and
No,
later
it's
is.
not,
And it
bro.
doesn't
Okay,
taste
so
as
what do you,
good.
hey, fucking wise guy, what do you got to say about fucking Laffy Taffy then? At least you get a fucking joke and you can be funny.
Laffy Taffys are cool. What's wrong with Laffy Taffys? I dig
Oh.
them.
What about Airheads? You like Airheads?
All right.
You
Are
know what I
those?
can't handle? I can't fucking handle? Is fucking the little ass sweet tarts. The ones that come in the clear tube that are the last in your Halloween bag, unless you're a nerd and you ate them all
Oh,
first.
no, those aren't
I
called
hate
sweet
that
tarts.
shit.
Those are fucking.
I like the chewy sweet tarts.
No, they're not called sweet tarts. They're called something else. Fuck. I don't remember. Maybe they are sweet tarts and I'm a fucking idiot. Oh well. But the
Ooh, shout out Carlos V and the chocolate at the Latino store, the little Carlos V, the red ones with the king and the crown on them.
Oh,
Those fuckers are
I
good
thought this was
too.
one of your homies. Carlos V
Yeah,
and the
shout
cotton
out Carlos
candies.
V and his chocolate
Shout out
store.
to the
They's made
homie
by Nestle is
Carlos V. Oh man, that's fucking funny. But there's our top eight fucking shit of the week. So I don't know if you dug it. Like, the people last week, and I gotta fucking find a couple of those people. I'll put their names right here. Watch. Right here, I'll put their names. The people that fucking hit us up. So if you see your name right here, if you want your name right here next week, you fucking hit us up with your top eight candies and your top eight fucking
Yeah, you
chips.
think you fucking know it all? Let's check it out. Because you know what? I like all candy. So just like half of your list, I fought keeping those off of mine because I was thinking the same thing. I didn't put Three Musketeers. I didn't put Milky Way. I didn't put M&M's. And I didn't put Hershey because I was like, fuck, man, it's all going to be chocolate. And although I love me some chocolate, I really do. I love chocolate, bro. I fuck chocolate up. But I'm a stoner. So when I go, I'll try to hit like two gummies and maybe two chocolates. Butterfinger was smacking. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah.
But I also love some hot
Doug, but
tamales or
see,
some
it's
fucking
funny
Mike and
'cause
Ikes.
you're like, I'm a stoner. I fucking love candy. I'm just a fat ass. I love candy. I don't need to smoke to fucking
Me
want
too,
candy.
bro. I'm definitely overweight too, so don't worry about that.
Hey, you know what, Doug? One thing that I wanted to tell you about. Were you ever a fan of, if you're not, it's cool. I'll tell the people that were. But were you ever a fan of Saved by the Bell back in the day?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
You know what, Doug, this shit, this, I think
Screech was the shit.
the last time they uploaded an episode of this podcast was August of 2021, right? So we're coming up on
Okay.
almost a year. But I just found this shit the other day and I am fucking hooked. I'm on episode like eight, maybe, and I think there's 50 total so far. But
Saved by the Bell?
it's called Zach to the Future. But what's fucking dope is if you start the show when they're talking about oh, we have the opening scene. You start the show like on your fucking Netflix or whatever the fuck, you can watch it as they're talking about it. So it's fucking dope because, Mark Paul Gosselaar will be like, oh, look right here. The chick back here in cowboy boots, blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of like a behind the scenes type of shit from Mark Paul Gosselaar himself. So it's really fucking cool. If you had something that you would be interested in, it's definitely worth the listen. So there's my little commercial for it.
You said something about Netflix. Have you ever heard of Trap Flix?
Nah, what is that?
Trap Flix, bro. It's fucking JT the Bigga Fig. It's all hood movies. Check it out.
No, I thought when you said check it out, I didn't mean you. I didn't know you meant it as like a rhetorical type of thing. Like just, but I didn't. I thought you were gonna say check it out and then show a clip or something.
Anyways, do you see that special Camino was doing where he was showing his watches and his rings and
Yeah.
Did you have you ever had he had his fake Rolex, bro? You ever had a fake Rolex?
Nah, I've only owned like two watches in my life. One of them's an Apple Watch, and one of them is a watch I had like my sophomore year of high school. Other than that, I've never been a watch wearer.
I am.
So,
No, I am. And my first good watch was a Tag Heuer. I had that bad boy for a while. And then I've had a few Bulova's, have had a few Bulova's. I got a couple of them in my safe. Got a real Rolex, but I also was gonna buy a fake one many and many and many a times because that damn Tag Heuer watch, man, it has some like liquid or not liquid, but some like crystal sapphire lens or whatnot, and you couldn't scratch it. And I remember putting that Rolex on one time and it did scratch. So I wanted to rock my Rolex. I just didn't want to fuck it up. So I thought about getting one many a times in Mexico. I just never pulled the trigger. But I'm with you. I do like my Apple Watch. Although I do got a Rolly, that fucker's in a safe put away somewhere. And it can't tell me how many hours I slept last night or if I missed a phone call or, you know, what my heart rate is. So I'm rocking Apple.
It's crazy, though, because I've never been a whole, I've never been a watch person my entire life. But I don't know if with the amount of technology, like right here, I'm looking, dog, I have 3 missed text messages, right? I don't know if with the amount of technology or fucking what it is, but if I leave the house without my watch, I might as well walk out of the house with my fucking huge ass wing just showing to the world and no pants on, because I don't know, dog. I feel world so deserves naked. I feel fucking naked if I don't have my Apple Watch. But, and it's crazy how
I don't know if mine's egotistical or not, but I want credit for every step, every calorie, every everything. I want that shit documented.
You know what? Let me see. That we had. Oh yeah, you talked about the watch and the behind the velvet robe shit. I'm gonna bring up another thing that I do and I've always done. They were bagging this week on fucking Covino on him carrying his man purse.
Be careful, bro, because now you're gonna talk about how nice his hair is and Rich doesn't like Justin Bieber and he's a bitch. Just, you know what kind of water you're treading into right now. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Hey, let's talk about how cool Covino is, you know.
How about cool Covino is?
Hood rat shit. But no, they were talking about Covino's purse, his man purse, right? And it makes me laugh when I hear that shit, because Doug, for the last more than 5 years, because it's before Kennedy was born, probably the last like 8 years of my life, I have a fucking bag with me at all times, right? It's a fucking, and like Covino said, I'll have like my sunglasses in there, my actual glasses in case I want to take off my fucking contacts. I'll have like a stick of deodorant in there, maybe a little bit of cologne in there. I have fucking maybe my wallet if I don't feel like fucking holding it in my ass, because I don't put it in my pant pocket. I put it between my butt cheeks. So all this
shit. You got AirTag in there too or what?
No, the AirTag I put up my butt, not between my cheeks.
Oh.
And then.
Like that chick on fucking, I like that chick. Sorry, bro. Since you said that, I got to interrupt. Did you see that fucking TikToker lost a 3-inch dildo in her butthole and they had to surgically remove it?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't her name Rich Davis?
Hey-o. Thanks, bro. It was.
I didn't see that though, no.
All right. Well, it happened. So you're welcome.
I thought you were going to continue. It happened. But.
You're welcome.
It's so funny though that they were making fun of Covino and calling it his purse, because I remember Kennedy must have been like 3 years old, right? And I remember I was leaving the house and she was like, Daddy, she's like, you almost forgot your puss. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, she's fucking. So that's why it
made me. She's my 525 me, bro.
Look, well, that's how Kennedy talked when she was younger. She was like, your puss. So she was like, Daddy, you forgot your puss. And I was like, fuck, man. I was like, Kennedy, first of all, it's not a purse. I'm a grown ass dude. It's my shit that I have, my man shit that I carry, right? So, but I always have it with me.
So no judgment on my part for either one. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff that dudes got to carry around sometimes. So I get it. But why not a backpack or like one of them little small backpacks?
It is a backpack. Okay. Mine is a backpack. Let me fucking go ahead and pull it out right here. And you don't want to know what's dope, because you said, why not like a backpack or something, right? So here's my bag. Right. It's just a fucking normal-ass backpack. Almost a normal-ass backpack. You want to know what makes this backpack fucking different?
What's that?
Tell me if you see this shit, dog. Right here?
You got an after show but later button on it?
This is an after show but later fucking backpack.
Why the hell am I hearing about it now?
Only in existence, Covino.
Is that the only one?
The only one in fucking production, Doug. It's fucking.
You better make an NFT out of it. It's a button, isn't it?
No, it's a fucking pop socket.
See?
It's a pop socket on my normal backpack. Were you looking for it online and shit? You trying to come up on one of those?
Yeah.
Hey, if there's a demand for those, fucking, we'll make them. We'll make them happen. So just let me know if you guys want to after show, but later backpacking. We'll put those bitches into production before this episode is even fucking released.
I'm trying to right now.
Oh.
So, bro, check it out.
What's up?
Rich fucking said that Sarah was approached as a teen and potentially could have been a model. Right? Did you catch that?
Yeah. He's like,
So,
how would her life been? Yeah, we wouldn't have Ben and Emmy, but how different would her life been? I never would have met her, but think about it. It's the butterfly effect. Like he fucking mentions every other show, right?
he does.
So go ahead, my bad.
And so he said, did your parents, so do your parents, did they support you? And do you think that you chose the right career or followed your true destiny? Because I will say this before you answer that question, one rule that I do try to live by, although everything I do is still somewhat calculated for the most part, is I don't want to live with regrets, right? They say when you
No
die that,
regrets.
you know, you get the vision of when you were born, your life history, where you fucked up, where you learned, where you didn't learn, right? I don't want to go with regret. So I do try to treat people right, do the right thing. And try to, you know, follow my instincts based off calculated thought process and try to make the right decision. But there's no doubt in my mind that I could have been other places in my life or did other stuff. What about you? Are you happy where you're at? Did your parents su support you?
My parent, Doug, not only did my parents support me, they were almost to the fucking extent of Covino's parents, where like,
Yeah.
Doug, when I started playing the guitar when I was young, right? I was like, I don't know, maybe I was like in like 5th grade, I got a guitar and then I fucking played it for a week and then didn't like it. And then like 7th grade, I picked it up again. And then like 9th grade, of my freshman year of high school is when I really actually picked up a guitar and started playing it for real. Well, my fucking dad was like always telling me about how fucking lucky I was because like he had little tiny little fucking little nubs and shit and he didn't have like long ass fingers and oh, mijo, it's so much easier for you and this and this. And Doug, I would play him the stupidest little fucking song and he was like, oh my God, that shit, look at him, I'm fucking. My fucking son is Carlos Santana, like everything
Oh
was
shit. Oh, that's
fucking dope.
dope.
That's fucking dope, right? I would fucking make stupid little like music videos and shit like on my webcam or even before that on the fucking home shoulder fucking, video camera. Fucking my dad was always like, fuck, that is so dope. He thought, and not even trying to blow smoke up my ass, he just fucking thought it was fucking cool. Like, you're fucking like he'd always tell me like mijo like you're so creative, you're so fucking talented, you're so this, you're so that. And so
Right.
I don't think they ever like held me back from anything. They always encouraged shit and no matter whatever the fuck we wanted to do, like I went through a phase where I wanted fucking dreadlocks and shit and fucking earrings and fucking tattoos and shit. And Doug, my fucking dad was like fucking like fuck yeah, that'll be dope, like
Oh
I
shit,
think
really?
they were just happy that I yeah like I remember at first, I remember my dad was kind
So where the
of
fuck
like,
they at?
he was fuck that.
Where's your dreadlocks? Where's your
I
tattoos?
had my hair down to my shoulders when I was in high school, and I wanted to dread it at that point. And then I just was a little bitch and I didn't. But you know what though? It was like, I just feel like my parents were always like, my brother was fucking hella into sports, right? I like sports. I'm a huge fan of watching sports. I like playing them recreationally, but my brother always was on sports teams, right? In high school, for the fucking city leagues, for this, he was always fucking basketball. Fucking, he played a little bit of other shit, but basketball was his shit,
Okay.
but they were always supportive as fuck, Doug. So I don't know. My parents were always hella supportive. So I think if I'm not where I want to be in life, it's not because my parents didn't support me. Even when I was fucking up, they were like, hey, well, fucking do a little bit better, fucking,
Well, do you
but
have regrets of anything? Are you good?
I don't, what I don't know. No, I don't think I do.
That's a good thing, man. That's good.
I know
Living with
I
regrets
what
is
see
horrible.
what I was gonna say is that,
Well,
I
fuck, I was
don't.
waiting.
Well, see, no, it's because I kind of go back and forth because like I was gonna say like I don't regret like my dad passed when I was 23, right? And that was like around the time, like a little before that, where people were like moving and shit, like from our hometown and shit and this and this. And when my dad passed, it was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad like I didn't leave right away because, or fucking ever, but I'm glad I got to like spend those fucking years with him and shit, you know, like where it was cool as fuck. To me, it was fucking cool. But you know what? I think if I would have, you know, moved somewhere, would have done this or that, I don't think I would have regretted that either. I'm just grateful for the decision that I made to where I got to spend that time with them. But at the same time, if I would have left or would have, you know, been in a different city or something, then, I mean, it is what it is. I don't regret it. I don't regret, like, I don't, like, right now, like, I have one of my best friends I talk about fucking all the time, my homie Luis. Like, I've
considered
moving to Tucson and being not only closer to him, but I like the city, right? I like that I have a lot of people in Tucson that I like.
I like Tucson myself, but
so yeah, Doug. I don't need all the extras though, Doug. Two is enough songs for me. You know what I'm saying?
Two songs is enough for you, or what?
Two is enough songs for me. I gotta tell you though, after you say your part, I want to tell you the fucking story about when me and Luis almost got into a fight with Be Real.
Well, see, and I try to, you know, I think the only regrets I probably have is times in life where I was a dick. And you know, and you look back and you're like, you know what, I could have handled that situation better, right? Same. Or even when you weren't a complete dick, you were just maybe more of an asshole than maybe even needed to be, you know? And I just don't want people to have those memories. And I'm sure I've left a few of them where I've told quite a few people to fuck off. And if I could erase some of those just to not necessarily reverse the outcome of the conversation, but to kind of gently back my way out of it instead of telling someone to fuck off, I live with some of those regrets. Like, I know at some point, you know, I've offended people and not gave a fuck, and you probably always should care if you hurt someone's feelings. You know what I mean?
You know what?
So Doug, I do regret that.
There's it's crazy because I see where you're coming from, but you know what? I'm so glad I am not one of these people that holds on to shit and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I can't
believe that.
I can't believe that dude fucking punched me in third grade. Fuck that guy. You know, like, I remember, actually, you know what, I'm not gonna call out this person, I'm not gonna say anything to give away who it could possibly be in case anybody's listening and might know who I'm talking about. However, this is what happened, is that this person recently got a message, and this person has been out of high school for over fucking 10 years, right? And they got a message recently from somebody saying, hey, you know what, you were fucking mean in high school and this and this and this, and now this person has a business, right? And they were like, I hope your fucking business fails and this and this and this. And I was like, dog, I was talking to that person, and I was like, they were all like fucking butthurt because they're like, you know what, you know, maybe I was fucked up in
bro
high school or something.
Ricky,
like,
Smith wouldn't sell my dad windows. I used to pick on Ricky Smith when he moved to Marimani. I used to fuck that kid up, and I don't feel bad anymore. Like, I already apologized, did my piece. If he's not over it, go to church or see a therapist. I don't have to tell you, bro. I can't rewind history.
Could you imagine?
But he wouldn't sell windows to my dad, bro. Like, my dad replaced all the windows in his house, and one of the places he shopped, this dick face ended up being like the manager or something of the company, and he wouldn't even sell my dad windows because the pain I inflicted.
Your dad went to go shop at Ricky's windows?
He didn't shop at Ricky's windows. He was shopping at someone's windows, and Ricky Smith's bitch ass was the manager of it. And once he knew my pops's name, he's like, we don't want your business.
I'm glad.
My dad didn't bully you, you little stupid fuck. I did. That was my fault.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing, is that these people that are holding, like, Doug, I wasn't the nicest person in high school and shit.
Well, obviously, you know, I wasn't,
but you know,
I've moved on.
Like, you know what? I've grown up a lot since then. Right. And I look back.
Fuck, I was like 6 foot in third grade, so I haven't grown up a whole lot, but I've matured.
Well, I look back, Doug, at myself in like high school and shit, and I'm like, you know what? I would have thought I was obnoxious as fuck. I wouldn't have liked me in high school. But I mean, whatever. I can't change the past, right? All I can do is, if I, you know, wronged somebody, apologize to them. Hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not gonna make any excuses, but I'm trying to be a better person these days, right? But for somebody to hold on to that
Ricky Smith,
and now fucking hope that like your business fails and shit. Like, from fucking high school, Doug, I can't think of one person from high school that I disliked enough to where I would fucking want their livelihood and shit to fail
no,
as an
bro.
Adult. Like, come.
I don't
like,
want to influence no one's money.
Buddy.
Yeah, I don't want to influence no one's money in a negative way. I don't want them to be sad no more. Like, you know, no, I don't want to do that. But I can't apologize, Ricky Smith, for shit I did when I was 12, right?
Yeah.
If you don't sell my dad windows when you're 40 because of something I did when I was 12, dude, I got a guy. You can go talk to him and see if he helps you out.
Well, Ricky, he probably still had his pocket protector. And when your dad came in and he saw the name, all these shits came flooding back. Like, he swirled.
Bro, we were nine. We were nine in the Marimani schoolyard, and that fucking asshole swung a golf club, a wood at me, bro, and he missed. And I tackled him and beat the fucking shit out of him right there in the middle of the fucking grass, dude. I mean,
and
I kicked
mad
the
at
dog
you.
Shit off.
He's mad at
bro,
you.
Bro, his he accused Tip Dog. We were like 10 or 11, and he accused – this is how savage we were too, bro. Like, I don't know. These kids nowadays, they ain't built the same, this cancel culture. But this is a true story. So me and Tip Dog were chilling, and we were over there and shit next door because we hung out with the kids next door. So we were over there and shit and chilling, and Ricky Smith's skateboard fucking got stolen, right? And they came and accused fucking Tip Dog of the shit, right? So Tip Dog had enough. He was only 10 or 11. You know when you leave your garage open, you could kind of walk through, and then there's a door that lets you into the house? It was Tip Puppy at the time. But a Tip Puppy got so fucking... Yeah, don't let the fucking... The cute looks fool you because he had a bite and a bark. So check it out. Here's what he did. He walked through their garage, open garage, opened the door that led into their house, and said, Ricky Smith, I didn't steal your fucking skateboard at like 6 o'clock dinner. He slammed the door. Ricky Smith's mom, Lynn Smith, came out and fucking tackled Tip Dog, bro. Tackled him to the floor in the middle of the garage, and someone called the cops.
That is fucking crazy. Well, to go up into somebody's house and be like, listen, motherfucker, I did not take your shit. And then that's another level right there.
Well, we were savages back then.
You know what, Doug? I have fucking, there's a lot of shit I still have on here from fucking Rich's house sitter taking fucking a.
Well, I know. I didn't even finish my regrets.
Oh, let me hear your regrets. Let me hear some more of them.
No, I don't have no regrets, bro. You know, I feel like I've tried to make good decisions. It is what it is. Was in retail, quit retail, did some other shit, started a music label, whatever. Went back to retail. Now I'm where I'm at. Shit is what it is. I feel like if you put that work in, it doesn't matter what you do. It's going to take care of you because that work, you just got to have a good work ethic. You know what I mean? And
I feel you.
So career-wise, no, I don't have any regrets.
I feel you 100%.
But thanks for letting me remind you to finish my story.
Yeah. Doug, like I had a friend, shout out to my homie Chris, because one of my best friends to this day, but he would somehow manipulate
words. Jump?
He would manipulate words to make it sound like he was one of his things he was famous for was if he wanted to hang up, he made you feel like you were the one that wanted to hang up, right? If we were talking,
that's G shit.
It was fucking smooth as fuck. He'd be, hey, I'm going to let me let you go or some shit. But when he would say it, it was so quick. You would be like, oh, all right. And then you'd hang up and be like,
well, how many times did it work before you caught on?
I don't know, like once or twice, but he would do it. And then, like, when he would do it, it'd be like, wait, you know? And then another thing he had, oh, man, shout out to Chris, because I know he listens. So another thing he had, Doug, was if he wanted you to fucking do anything, he would say real quick. Doug.
We used to say right quick.
If you had to
check it out right quick.
Doug, if you had to go 40 minutes across town, right, he would be like, hey, bro, could you take me to my house real quick just so I'm going to change my shirt? I'm like, your house, motherfucker. We're in a different town. You're gonna
We're
go
in Threesons.
We're in Threesons, Doug. And you want to go back to Tucson? And
fuck.
But it was funny, real quick. That was one of his shits. And then another one was, "I'm gonna let you let me go. I'm gonna let you let me let you go," or some shit. I forget how he said it, but it was funny as fuck. So shout out to
that's
Muhammad
fucking
Chris.
Great.
But you know what? Let's go rapid fire real quick because I have one more story I want to tell before we wrap this shit up. But rapid fire. Let me see. Rich has a house sitter. Stop it. Rich has a house sitter and she's apparently taking grumpies and shit in his pad. Did you hear that?
Mm-mm.
She fucking, I guess like.
What's her name, bro? Make a song about her? She pee in his pool too?
I guess she fucking, well, she's actually a friend.
That'd be my first suspect.
She's a friend of Shannon, to be honest.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I said, dog, those were my exact words on the page, on the fucking in-show chat. When Rich was like, she's a friend of Shannon, I literally put, it makes sense. That does make sense because, dog, she's supposed to be like house-sitting or some shit. And she like, I think she blew up the toilet and had to buy a plunger or some shit and like left it next to the, she, Kennedy's all laughing. She left it next to the toilet with like shit still on it or something.
Bro, but, if you take a big one, you got to flush. Three wipes, flush. Three wipes, flush.
You heard it from Uncle Cooey right here. So we have Rich's house sitter. Did you see Rich this week trying to eat a burrito on the DL?
Oh, yeah.
he thought he was leaning out of frame.
I seen it.
Eat
his
a
ass.
Burrito. Everybody knew what you're doing, Rich. Just eat the fucking burrito and mute your microphone while you're doing it.
I thought he was eating Spot's burrito, but whatever.
Covino got pulled over by the cops, and he was upset because he said they could be out there pulling out real fucking real criminals, right? Let's see.
What about Covino, Rich being a little beach and walking off, bro? Remember when he walked off?
Yeah, that was a beach move. And so,
Rich is
a
little beach.
If you do that shit in my hood, you get fucked up.
You get fucked up, Rich. You little beach.
And then let me see. Covino had the no show.
Cypress
socks.
Hill underrated?
Dog.
What?
Underrated. You know what? I have a Cypress Hill story right now.
I was waiting.
No show socks. Have you ever worn them? Yes, no. I'm not going to judge you either way.
No, bro.
All right.
No.
Socks. I haven't either.
How fucking small are your shoes to have no show socks?
I wear the low socks and I think that they peak right over like my shoe. You know what I'm saying? But not like the no show socks. I'm
wearing at least ankles, bro.
Yeah, mine are about ankles, I think. Yeah, that's my ankle. But anyway, Doug, fucking, do you have any rapid fire you want to go off of your shit before we bounce?
Yes. CNR talking wedding presents.
Yeah.
Jason in Tampa.
What did he say? What did Jason say?
The homie Jason in Tampa said.
Jason in a while. Let's hear what he said.
I'm going to give him some love right here. GC compared it to a business decision. A business transaction, I believe, is what he said. And he is absolutely fucking right. And with that being said, how is that if your expectation of a wedding gift is hella high, right? And like you looking down on toasters and shit, or Will Ferrell in that movie where he re-gifted the bread machine four times.
Yeah.
How is that any different from asking for a GoFundMe?
Because I think with a GoFundMe, it's going to be people. I'm going to leave all that shit on there. Fuck it. I think with a GoFundMe, it's strangers. And with a wedding, it's people that you supposedly care about. You know, grandmas. Fucking.
But isn't it easier to get pissed off at your buddy for 20 years that gave you a $20 toaster than some fucking stranger that kicked down 10 bucks?
But why would you get mad at your homie for giving you a toaster?
Well, a lot of it is, though. A lot of those weddings, I think that wasn't that what they were talking about? The pressures of giving, like, a good gift and what gift to give and is it worth enough? And right?
I don't even, honestly, I have my wedding coming up and I don't give a fuck if anybody gives me anything, to be honest. I'm not going to hold it against people. If they give a shit, fucking dope. If they don't, I'm not going to be fucking irritated with them or I can't believe this motherfucker got me a $10 fucking toaster from Target when I had the fucking $300 one on my fucking, you know, registry or whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck, dog. Give me shit.
What if they got you a slightly Vato shirt and a after show but later backpack?
I'd be fucking stoked. It's a new shirt, right? I mean, this one by that time will be a little bit older. I could sport the new one. I could sport a new backpack.
It'd be a slightly older Vato.
What I look at it is, you know what? I want them to come and enjoy it and fucking celebrate with us and shit. If they bring something, I know it's expected, but I really don't give a fuck. If you don't bring nothing, I'm still going to give you a hug and fucking thank you for coming and sharing this moment with me. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you bring me nothing. I'm not going to hold it against you. If you fucking, you know, I don't know. Unless you come and you fucking get drunk off your ass and you make a fucking dumbass of yourself and you fucking, then other than that, I'm not really
going to ruin your shit.
Yeah, if you're not going to ruin it, even if you do that, but you don't like necessarily ruin it, then hey, you know what? You should have fucking, come on, man, be a grown up. But if you come and fucking whatever, you're just being yourself and you're fucking just enjoying it and hey, you didn't bring nothing. Well, cool, dog. I'm a fucking grown ass man. I don't need nothing anyway. You know, so that's how I look at it.
What if they brought you an IOU?
All right. What is it good for? Absolutely. Whatever they fucking
put on it.
I don't give a fuck. IOU? Yeah. They can bring me an IOU. I won't cash it in. I'll just keep it right. I'll frame it. I'll frame it and I'll make sure every time they come to my pad, I have it right there so they can see it.
I still got my $5 Albertsons bucks from being a good manager in 1999.
In case you ever find yourself homeless, Doug, you have $5. You can go in there and get whatever you want.
I wonder if the fucking Albertsons in town would cash it.
Probably not. You know how, Doug, they give you shit like that and then there's all this fine print? Like, oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll take a picture of it.
For your bonus this year, we're going to give you a fucking gift card to our fucking store. You're like, oh, great. That's fucking awesome. Fucking chop over there.
All right, bro. Well, I don't got too much else. What you got?
I don't, Doug. I have other shit that I could have gotten to, but we'll just fucking, I think we'll just wrap this shit up. We've been going over an hour. We'll probably get this shit down to about 45, 50 minutes once we take out some of the other shit.
Yes.
I think I hear
Kenny. All right. In trouble.
All right, Doug. Well, let's go ahead and fucking, you got baseline ready so we can fucking wrap this bitch up?
It does. Not.
Does not. All right, so everybody, after show but later, episode number 129. We can't wait to see you guys in fucking sexy ass 130, right? Sexy ass.
Shout out Covino Rich.
130. Shout out to
Covino. If you guys are listening to us and you're not listening to them, you're fucking up. Figure it out. If you're listening to us,
shout out to fucking E and fucking Tito and fucking
yes.
You know, shut up,
Funky
and
Monkeys.
Shut up and refill my popcorn podcast. That fucking dude, fucking Joey. I don't know how to say his last name. I forgot what it is, but shout out to that Joey. All of them have become Patreon fucking subscribers because of fucking our show. So if you guys are listening, you haven't checked out Covino and Rich, go ahead and check them out. If you're fucking too cheap to pay the fucking $5 entry level price, go ahead and check them
out. Daniel will pay it for you.
Seriously, Doug, if you need it that fucking bad and you want to check them out, we'll pay for a fucking a month of their shit for you. And you know what? We won't even tell nobody about it just so we could fucking get you guys listening. So check out Covino and Rich, you know, at Covino and Rich, whenever you fucking, wherever you stream, I'll put their shit up here somewhere. Check us out at Aftershow BL, wherever you stream.
And check out the Sauna of Rage, motherfuckers. That's the shit.
Which is the soon to be recording booth of Rage, right?
Shout out their new TikTok. Hopefully it comes through.
Shout out. Yeah.
Hopefully you guys can watch them on TikTok live.
Shout out to the TikTok lives, all that bullshit. But we'll see you guys in episode number 130 on Thursday. El Kakui, we got to bring in the homie that we had on two of our shows. We need to bring him back recently in person.
We do. Now, we do.
All we have is him on the fucking intro, outro, baseline tray. Let's do this shit. Let's go. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. You had one job.